This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 13th. God's word to you today is serving. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 14, verses 10 to 11, and it says, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." We must give ourselves to thinking deeply. Know that I did not say worrying. Do not be quick to sweep things away and move on to the next thing. Stay on the matter until something happens, until something shifts. We will kick off today with our final thought from yesterday. Ask yourself, if you had to travel suddenly and you did not have time to inform anyone, this means not being in church or in your office or at home for 2 weeks. Will anyone actually notice? If you're not sure, then it means you're not serving. Who are you serving? It is only the people that you are serving that will miss you. The people you are oppressing will be glad you are gone. The truth is, there is no way you will be serving that people will not look for you. People will look for you because you are their solution. I challenge you to join a unit in your local church and serve with all your heart. One day, someone walks up to me in church asking me for someone on the workforce. This was a congregation member that was asking me about someone who was on the traffic control team in church. He said, "I did not see him and I love the way he parks cars. Yet, there are people that no one will notice if they do not show up in church, at work, or in their community. To some people that are in departments and are complaining that there is no love in their units, my response would be, they have love, but you do not serve. A servant is a person who performs duties for others. Serving at your office means performing duties for others and not for yourself. John Hagee says, "The measure of a man's greatness is not the number of servants he has, but the number of people he serves." This is so profound. Our service stems from how we see and how we relate to God. People that have a skewed relationship with God will struggle with this. Think about it. I know a lot of people do not like to admit this, but some people actually see God as their servant, as a vending machine, or as a resource. Some people see God as a commodity, as a remote control even. Just press a button and the channel will change. Oh God, bring me, get me, I need. And if God appears slow, they get angry. God is not a resource or a tool. God is not under your control. If you get this, your life in God becomes effortless. You have to see God as your Father and Master. It is only when we love God and serve God as we ought that serving people becomes natural. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see God as I ought, so that I can love and serve people as God requires. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.